So if you're thinking of coming to Homerton as a student, why would you pick this college rather than another? There are, I think, good reasons. One is that the University of Cambridge has been a magnificent and very influential university for 800 years. Every university says that it's changed the world, but the University of Cambridge really has. Whether it's the discoveries of Newton, the poetry of Wordsworth, Tennyson, Sylvia Plath, whether it's the splitting of the atom by Rutherford, whether it's the work that's being done down the road now on genetics and precision medicine, it is literally world-changing. That's also pretty intense and very much big scale. And one thing a college can do is provide a more intimate and supportive setting for a student who is, after all, in their probably late teens and very much at the beginning of their life, their career. And so college has an intimacy and a support level, which is a very important counterweight to the experiences of hearing experts talk in packed lecture theatres or reading vast tomes in libraries or working in laboratories. Homerton College in particular has a reputation for being the friendliest college. That may sound a bit wet, and I don't think it is at all. I think it may well be the friendliest college. What is that to do with? It's to do with valuing everyone equally. We don't talk about the college servants in this college. They're just the colleagues who are on the support side rather than the research and academic side. Students can walk on the grass here, and that's a symbolic thing as well as a small, real thing. Our formal halls are famous, like our Harry Potter formal halls, where a real owl will fly around in the hall by candlelight. But those things, those halls, that element of ceremony, formality, the grounds, everything, they're more than themselves. They all point to a community experience, which we believe is more nurturing and more inclusive, probably, than that offered by any other college in Oxford or Cambridge. We are not besieged by tourists. We have very large grounds that you can walk around without seeing many people at all, clear your head. We have a little meadow area that hasn't really been touched, not changed for hundreds of years, with all the kind of flora and fauna that go with a kind of almost a microclimate, little world in itself. And given that the degree is such an intense experience and has to be so, given that a student is here for only 8 weeks, packing so much in before the term has ended, it's important that there are these counter energies to that, that there's something nurturing, that the college can be, in short, a home from home. Yes, if you come to Homerton as a student, you will work in the library, you will do some work in college, depending on your subject. But basically, it's a home from home, a place to come back to where you can unwind, put the work aside for a while, and use your mind and your social energies in other ways, and discover other people and have a good time and rest. We feed you as well. And so, yes, it's got the traditional accoutrements of a Cambridge college. But as one of our students said to me recently, Homerton is a Cambridge education without the Cambridge stereotypes. We don't stereotype people. We expect them to change while they're here and to change partly through the other people they meet. So if that appeals to you, if that level of care and support, but also getting the best out of you, giving you the best supervisors, the best resources. In the most modern college, in this least modern of all university towns, that's a good combination, I think, and if it appeals, then think about Homerton.